right. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome to another Discali episode. It is Friday, March 22nd. Good morning, everyone. It is 11 a.m. Before we get into the show, I want to first acknowledge that CITR is located and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. But without further ado, welcome back to another Discali episode. Again, my name is Oliver. I am your host for today. And we are back with another album, another artist, and a lot more music to discover today. And I'm very excited today, actually, for this episode, because not only are we going to be talking about two bands that are, like, very, very, like, I don't want to say underground, because that sounds a little bit, like, you know, a little bit, like, niche and whatever, but we are talking about two bands who have a very specific sound, are, like, trying to make a name for themselves, independent artists, and we do have a live interview today, starting at 11:30, so make sure you tune in for that. But without further ado, we will be starting off with the album for today. So if you don't know how this show works, I'll run you through it quickly before we get into it. Every Discali episode, we start off with an album or an artist that more people know about. Today's a bit of an exception. We'll be talking about Kiltro, and we'll go through their album, talk about the pressings, talk about who they are, their music, their genre, you know, everything to do about their music. And then we will go into an artist that is a little less known, which is going to be our interview for today. And that's Glitterfox. If you don't know Glitterfox, we will get to know them. I will get to know them over the phone. We have a live interview today. And I have a very special guest with me today to talk about Kiltro. It is Aiden. Aiden, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm nervous.
don't be nervous. It's going to be fun. But I let Aiden today choose the album that we're going to talk about. It is Kiltro's album. Do you want to introduce?
Yeah, so today I picked Kiltro's 2019 album, Creatures of Habit. Mm-hmm. I discovered them, I think, 2021. I was watching a YouTube video about, like, video game essays, and this one YouTuber just had it in her outro. Mm-hmm. And I listened to it, and I was just kind of hooked instantaneously. But yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, so, like, I never actually heard of Kiltro, and I thought, I don't know why, but, like, when you told them, I was like, oh, like, they sound kind of familiar, but it was, like, a pretty small band. I mean, they have, like, I think two albums so far. I think they just released one this past year. Yeah. That's pretty recent. But, yeah, let's just go into straight who, like, what Kiltro is, who they are. But Kiltro, if you didn't know, is a word used in Chile to mean, like, stray dogs or mutts. I didn't know that. I did a little research because I was like, what does Kiltro mean? But their lead singer and, like, I guess, like, starter of their band is named Chris Bowers Castillo. Do you have anything to say about him?
Not to, like, name drop, but the last time he was here, I actually got the chance to meet him.
And no way.
Have a quick conversation with him and just some of the stuff like that. I don't want to get, like, too into it already, but a mm-hmm. lot of the stuff from that was really, really cool to kind of pick his brain on a lot of their music.
Right. Where did they come? Like when or, like...
It must have been like last October. They play at Fortune, and they're actually coming back in April.
Yeah, at Fortune as well.
So yeah,
it was that's great. So cool. But yeah, so Chris is Chilean American, and the band consists of 4 people. Yeah, we have the bassist Will, the drummer Michael, and later inviting Fez to join the band for percussion, in like Kiltro's like live gigs. But should we maybe talk about a bit about like their genre? They are labeled under in Apple Music and Spotify as alternative. I personally sometimes I find like when they label things as alternative, I was like, you can take it into like so many ways.
Yeah.
It's just like super vague, a little bit like I kind of want to know, but I didn't expect Kiltro to be like so like Latin-y. Like yeah. Latin beats, right. A bit like Spanish. I was actually like writing this down a little bit, but like there's a couple songs where I really see like an influence of like flamenco from like Spanish beats. But also you can see that a lot in like Cuban beats and everything. But what about you? Like what do you think of the genre?
Well,
the music?
It's really weird. Like it was unlike anything that I had heard before. There was no real way that I could like place it or mm-hmm. or put a label on it. I was actually curious because you are fluent in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Did that kind of influence or change how you listen to it at all? Because I mean I'm like total like I don't know anything in Spanish, so a lot of this stuff it just kind of washes over me, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of the more subtle points that you can kind of pick up on, you know.
Yeah, I mean like I was doing a run through of the lyrics definitely because I noticed immediately I was like, oh, this is in Spanish. And I think it did really influence me because I have a bit of a bias when it comes to like, you know, like Latin beats and anything. Immediately I am hooked just because it's just like, it's right. a really catchy beat. It's just like something that kind of like runs through me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like looking into their lyrics and I actually didn't know what Curico was.
Right.
I ended up later finding out it's not actually something. It's actually like a city, like a valley, which we'll listen to their song later. It is called Curico. But yeah, no, I just really liked it. I feel like it's a different way to be able to like do storytelling in music. And I kind of like labeled it under Spanglish. We have a lot of artists that do that. Like Cali Uchis, like Cali, what right. she loves to do and she's known for is like mixing in English and Spanish in her music. And it can be really hard because like you have to find like weird ways for things to rhyme because that's kind of like how music works. Like you make like words rhyme, but then it's completely different languages. So you have to really like make sure phonetically that the words make sense
right.
and the words kind of go together with the flow. And I think Kildra did a great job in doing that. But yeah, all in all, like with their like lyricism as well as their like melodies and tracks and everything, it's really adventurous. I feel like this music is super adventurous. I kind of just pictured myself weirdly like running through like a rainforest. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was just kind of like living through that. But yeah, I mean, like that was again, like I've only like listened to them a couple times. Like I honestly truly fell in love with The Drunk. I think it was. I think it's like the last track.
Yeah.
In the entire album. And I thought it was a great way to close it, but I also thought it was a great way to open. Just because it's a really upbeat song, I was just like, you know, this could go either way. But like either way, like the track list is fantastic. If you didn't know, the album consists of 9 tracks. We will be playing 3 of those songs today. Do you have any favorites?
Oh man, I mean, obviously, I think like, I mean, we talked about earlier, like you throw on like, sorry, how do you pronounce it?
Curico?
Curico, yeah. Throw that on. I think Mi Capitan is definitely up there right after. That kind of pairing I found like really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously like The Drunk was the song I first discovered, so that's going to be a favorite. And But yeah, I think seeing them live really helps to understand like their sound a lot more. They have the 2 like drum sets, which you really actually get to see how much that ties the whole thing together. I was listening to it on like AirPods and like really you don't get to hear kind of the you don't get to hear it like come out as much, but I think like how Bowers utilizes like the loop pedals to kind of build the song is really really cool as well. They have during the pandemic they have like a live looping set that he just like played with just him and that was really cool to see that culmination because it's even like some of the percussion is like him like hitting his guitar,
right?
You know what I mean? And just really small things like that.
Yeah, I mean yeah, when it comes to like looping, I think like artists truly like show their talent and like how they can do layering. You guys will be able to see later how like the guitar is very well layered because there's various different like ways he's like plucking the guitar as well as like strumming the guitar, and it just like, yeah, it just creates this like vibe that is just beautiful, honestly, if I'm being honest. But I think like to give like an introduction to the audience a bit of what we're talking about and what this sounds like, I feel like we should play one of the first songs that I have down that I want people to listen to. We're going to start off with Curico. It's interesting because when I was listening to Curico, it mentions like Julia, like I think a couple times. And then they later have a song that's also called Julia. And then they mention Curico. And I was just like, I think that's a really good way to like wrap up the album as well. Like make sure like all of these songs are connected and like have like a, you know, like a mutual vibe. But yeah, without further ado, I think we'll start with Curico. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Kiltro with Curico. Thank you.
just wouldn't notice. Covered in darkness, haunts the places you walk, and floats like breath on the lotus. I seen it myself, my friend, and if you believe, I swear one night I'd have woken. Julia, Julia, where were you going? The light, it comes home. The light, it comes home. The light, it comes home. Where you leave? Somewhere down the bank where the dogs roam. Por la calle que te lleva Curico. And down the beach where no others can find. I need por agua, piso, coche, diario.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Kiltro with Curico. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed by the end, but there was a bit of like an outro there with like some like music kind of going out. But in the album, I'm not 100% sure what that song, I can't exactly remember, but within the album, there's a bunch of song-to-song transitions. And I am a sucker for song-to-song transitions. Like, it just really wraps up the album in a great way when like one song can like perfectly blend into the next song and like melodically and like with the same beat, it just transfers. I think you can see that actually with If I Lead to Curico, or yeah, I think it's that song.
Yeah.
But what are your opinions on Curico?
Man, so yeah, like where to begin? I think it's this really dark, kind of brooding, you know, sort of sound. There's lots of different elements kind of going on at once, so it can be hard to like not get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm not really sure. Like when I was listening to this album, in like preparation for the interview, one of the things I was really thinking about was like a lot of the recording of this album was done like, you know, I don't think they had studio time. It was kind of like in like one person's house, you know, that sort of thing, kind of curated live.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really like curious as to like in their next projects, if they do, you know, gain a substantial amount of like resources, if they gain studio time, that sort of thing, are they still able to kind of like, you know, transfer this energy that they bring. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
was
like, that's kind of like the, I guess, the philosophical question, mm-hmm. you know, like, can they maintain that authenticity if they were to go big? Because I don't really know how to explain it, but there's something there, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, like, I think we see that a lot with, like, emergent artists. Like, they find their sound when it comes to, like, really, like, small production and really, like, on to the basics. Like, you really, when you're, like, starting up, you really know your basics. You really know, like, the key notes, the key chords, like, make your music what it is. And then, like, once you start, like, shooting upwards, you get so many new options of, like, different musical production, different producers who will produce for you. And I think especially when it comes to, like, independent artists, once you have a producer who will produce you your music, it's really hard to, like, have control over your sound and over your artistry.
Right.
Because they might see a vision differently, but then you still have this kind of musicality that you want to keep. And which is not a bad thing, because, like, sometimes, like, producers and artists, like, they come together and they make amazing music. But I feel like a lot of the time also when, like, the artist itself is their own producer, it's just, you kind of just let them run with it. It's just, like, their art is just fully, yeah.
Or you have, like, really rare cases where the label or producers have a really good relationship with the bands. Like,
exactly.
I think Arctic Monkeys are a good example of that. Mm-hmm. Like, they really vibe with Domino, and they've given them a lot of creative freedom to, like, move their sound so much.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yeah, like, I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, the actual layering of the sounds in Curico. We see, like, a bunch of, like, the guitar. There's, like, the really high-pitched guitar. I don't exactly, like, I don't play guitar, so I don't exactly know how they make that sound, but I'm imagining they probably, like, stay near, like, the highest key, and they just, like, go at it, and then you could also hear, like, the strumming of the guitar in the background, and, like, that's what I mean, like, especially when it comes, like, to strumming of the guitar. You can see that a lot in, like, Latin music. It just feels, like, super adventurous. It feels super, like you're like, destined to do something. You're destined to, like, go to a specific goal, which is what I found with Curico, but it also is, like, a very, like, I don't know, like, somber kind of song.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you can definitely get the influences of, because Bauer's, like, he used to be a tour guide in
right.
Chile. So I think, like, that kind of exploration of Chile, like, really influenced, I think, like, with some of the lyricism.
Right.
There's a lot of mentions of, like, different places. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Like, that kind of brooding sort of, and I just wanted to touch on the guitar as well. Like, to my knowledge, I think it's, or I'm forgetting the name of it now, but I think it's a Spanish guitar. So,
mm-hmm.
but there's a mix on it, or there's, like, some layering to make it sound more electric. And if you see them live, like, the amount of pedals that they have in front of them is, like, pretty crazy. You're just, like, bouncing from one to one. You want to get the authentic for, sound for, like, kind of the lead, but then also you need to lead more into the electric for the rhythm, at least.
Yeah, 100%. I think something that, like, he mentioned a lot is how much inspiration he takes from, like, the actual cities that he's been in. He said that he, like, fully fell in love with the city Valparaíso. And then, like, I mean, Curico is, like, the central valley of Chile. So, like, you can really tell that, like, that's just where he gets his inspiration, which is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like definitely, like, the environment you surround yourself in is definitely, like, a great key factor in, like, how you express yourself in your music and in your artistry, which is also something we'll see later with Glitter Fox in the interview. But yeah, I mean, again, the Spanish use of the guitar, the Spanish lyrics, just everything in general, is just like, I loved it. I fell in love with it. And like, definitely just a song that I can have, like, in the background, in my ears, anything. I feel like,
I appreciate you taking the lead on pronouncing a lot of the names.
Yeah,
Curico. I didn't want to bear that cross.
But anyways, I think we should move on to the next song, which actually is following up Curico, which is called Mi Capitán. We'll just play this one, see how we vibe with it, talk a bit about it. But yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Kiltra with Mi Capitán.
I need you, my hope, my gun, won't think, won't run.
heart don't skip, we scour the earth. Do I owe you my everything, my heart, my leash, my second birth?
Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com. Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Kiltro with Mi Capitan. Aiden, do you want to kick us off with what you thought?
Oh, man, put me on the spot again. Mi Capitan reminded me a lot of their some of the stuff on their newer album, which kind of, it was funny, like, reading the history behind it, because Creatures of Habit was largely curated and kind of edited live, whereas their most recent album, Underbelly, was done like through quarantine, so it was kind of changed or altered just by them. Mm-hmm. They didn't really have an audience to edit for them. But it's interesting that they could kind of find that similarity throughout like years and throughout different situations.
Right. I definitely think like Mi Capitan has like a great, is like a great transition from Curico, because it kind of keeps like this, like, again, this like really like strumming of the guitar. Which I found to be really cool. But also to give context, just because you mentioned their new album Underbelly, I do want to talk a little bit about the album itself and kind of like the visuals of it. The Kiltro album is like, I wish I really could show people. But the album cover is like this weird, like, kind of like circle or rotation of people going up and down stairs, and these people kind of look like dead. I don't know. I was like kind of like taking it, but like the colors of it are like super, super like dark, and like there's like dark greens, dark browns, and it's honestly like really cool art. And then there's like this like light post, and like that's it.
It's very surreal.
Very surreal. Very, very surreal. Kind of reminded me of just kind of going like round and round and round and spiraling, and just kind of like this like, yeah, like this like mental spiral that people find themselves in, which could be a huge influence for Creatures of Habit. But something that I love to talk about is vinyl pressings. I will never, never, ever, ever stop talking about it. But I obviously did a bit of my research and saw which vinyl pressings they had. They have this really cool red, which is super, super limited. I actually didn't find a photo of it, but I think it was like one of those that was like signed by like the actual band themselves and like sold only a few hundred copies maybe. They have this like really nice blue, and then a fresh garden green, which is still available on their website. It's like this really cool like neon kind of green. I thought it was kind of glow in the dark, but it ended up not being. And then I would assume that they have a black pressing, but I couldn't find a photo of one. So yeah, I kind of just put that in a question mark. But I'm really highly considering buying this album. It's truly, truly a great album. But before we, you know, wrap up this section of the radio show, just because we will have an interview in a couple minutes, I did want to play the drunk for a bit until we receive the call. And yeah, I mean, thank you so much, Aiden, for bringing in Kiltro to talk about them. I thought it was a great, great band to analyze their musicality and their genre and their art in general. But yeah, without further ado, we will put the drunk for a bit right before Glitter Fox calls us. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Kiltro with the drunk. All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Kiltro with The Drunk. I know I mentioned this like before we actually started listening to the album, but The Drunk is like a great way to like actually end the album. But also, like, I feel like if I heard that song in the beginning, I would also like be like latched in. Like, it's like one of those songs where like I'm kind of sad it was at the end, because like then you're just like, oh, like I'm really still into it, and then like there's no music that follows after that, and you're just like, okay,
at least
well, now
you want it more.
Yeah, and like now I gotta redo it. I gotta listen to this album one more time and just loop back. But while we still wait for Glitter Fox to call the station and have our interview, I wanted to ask you a bit about your conversations with Chris.
Oh wow, what a great segue! during the break, I was just saying, so as I mentioned before, I'm gonna just like keep name dropping it, so I get, you know, the credibility I deserve. But yeah, it was, I got the chance to ask Chris the story behind The Drunk, and I'm gonna paraphrase here and like probably butcher like the nuance of it, but he said when he was giving tours in Chile, there was this guy, I think he was probably homeless, and he was I think he was in like one of the bars that they frequented, and he had this cup that he would like bang, I think it was like against the wall or something, and he said that there was just this one day that he like got the whole crowd together, and like there was this big like unification, or like everybody was into it. I think it was like some sort of like music thing going on, and he just said that that song was kind of modeled after him. I'm sure that he would, or that Chris would say it better than I could, but mm-hmm. you know, the kind of more subtle stories behind the songs, I think, are not limited to The Drunk, but appear frequently throughout the album. We just don't know them yet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think like being able to like talk to an artist and kind of see their opinions and how they like come up with their music is really, really cool. But yeah, you were telling me about like how like The Drunk, like the inspiration behind the song. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that. Like the hitting of the cup?
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just I just talked about it a little bit, but yeah, that was the I think that was the inspiration behind it. And then talking to him as well, he said that, you know, as soon as, even though the album had just come out, you know, they're on tour a lot, he was already said thinking about, you know, what's next. And it was actually really fitting that I came on this week, because they hinted at new music on their Instagram too. So mm-hmm. that'll be really cool to kind of see where they go from here.
Right, right, right. We are just waiting to see if Glitter Fox comes in. I think we're having a little bit of some technical issues with the call in. But while we wait, I guess we can play like one more Kiltro song, and while we like figure it out a little bit, is there anything you have to...
I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but like Chuchito, it's not off Creatures of Habit.
Oh, is it Underbelly or just the single?
It's an Underbelly. I think it's the closer.
The closer? Oh, Chuchito, you were right. All right, we can listen to Chuchito while we wait and figure out what's going on. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Chuchito by Kiltro.
Nights and fevered dreams, bashful and biden fleet, strong glass on balconies, tough love for loveless things. Could wear a face like that, morose and eyes like mine, and these stars come rolling fast, how strong. Thank you.
I think we managed to get Glitter Fox on radio. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, perfect. There we go.
Is this Oliver?
Yeah, Oliver. Hi.
Hey, Oliver. Thanks for your patience. There was just something up with my phone. Apparently my phone played, but we figured it out.
No worries. I'm so sorry for that little hiccup that we had, but welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being on Discali today to talk about, I mean, your music and you guys as a band. So do we only have Andrea today with us?
Yeah. You've got Andrea. I'm the guitarist and one of the main songwriters for the band and, founder with, Solange, our lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here, and we're at Tree Fort Music Fest
now
in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, wow.
It's really fun. And then we're coming up to Vancouver, British Columbia next.
Yes. I mean, you guys are here on the 24th, which is this Sunday. That's probably why, honestly, we were having a bit of a hiccup. You are calling from Idaho, so no worries at all, but, we'll get straight into it. Yeah. I mean, we're just going to be talking about your music and just kind of, you guys are a band. I mean, this is super, super exciting. So as you guys mentioned, you guys are like doing like a small little tour right now. Maybe do you guys want to talk about the inspiration behind that? Cause I know you guys are hitting up a couple festivals.
Yeah. So we're doing a Pacific Northwest tour that's covering, you know, Idaho, a bunch of spots in Washington, mm-hmm. and down through Oregon, and then even getting up to Vancouver, British Columbia, which is so exciting. It's going to be our first time ever performing in Canada, so we're just so excited to be coming to the Biltmore Cabaret this Sunday. Last summer we signed with Kill Rock Stars, mm-hmm. which is a record label here, and we've been releasing a bunch of singles. We've released 6 singles with them, starting last fall and all through the winter and spring. So, you know, we're promoting this new music that's out. And yes, we do have a lot of festivals lined up for this spring and this summer and fall. We're busy. Yeah, we're on the move and playing a lot of shows.
That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, like, one of my questions was going to be if you guys have ever performed in Vancouver and have had a Canadian crowd, because I feel like it definitely, like, crowds really do vary from, like, country to country and how everyone kind of, like, goes crazy and the volume and everything. It's truly such a fun time to get to explore new artists when they come for the first time and kind of grow with them, I think, is really crucial when it comes to, you know, spreading the music and spreading the love. But my friend Aiden today, I did bring him on as a guest. We have a couple questions for you guys, just kind of to get to know you guys and kind of introduce you guys to whoever's listening today at CITR. So I'll let actually Aiden maybe start off with one of the questions.
Yeah, please. And I'm just like a guest today. So if I like screw up, like that's on me, that's not on CITR. I just want to get that out
good.
There. But so I really love the most recent single, especially. And while we're just talking about, you know, Canada, British Columbia, you guys are from Portland. I'm fascinated by the elements of the Pacific Northwest that you can kind of hear and come through in your music. And it really reminds me actually of some local bands that I've had the opportunity to hear here in Vancouver. And I was just wondering if there was any effect at all of kind of where you guys are bleeding into your music. Was there any sort of influence or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. You know, for myself, like I'm from North Carolina, which, in the States, you know, that's the South. So when I first started writing music, you know, it was very folky. It was like very Americana and very roots rock. And then I moved to the West Coast, in 2010. And then eventually Solange and I made our way up to the Pacific Northwest, in 2018. And I would say that had a huge influence. Coming to the Pacific Northwest had a huge influence on our music, because right around that time, a friend gave me an electric guitar. I'd always played acoustic, but a friend gave me an electric, started playing it. I started liking it. And then all of a sudden I started kind of getting into, guitar pedals and kind of exploring the sounds that you can get with different pedals. And I would say coming to the Pacific Northwest and settling down there has had the biggest influence on the development of our sound. Absolutely. It's undeniable how much of an influence it's had in the growth of our sound, you know. Absolutely. We're much more solidly, you know, indie rock as far as our genre goes. And it goes over really well, you know, with these Pacific Northwest crowds. Absolutely.
That, yeah, I mean, I that's a great segue into one of my next questions that I had, because I know I read somewhere that you guys take a lot of inspiration in like, you know, specific struggles and specific, you know, stories from the personal lives that you guys bring. And I was wondering, in the writing process of your guys' music, do you guys pay attention more to like the smaller details of life or like experiences? Because you mentioned how like the environment of the Pacific Northwest, it's like the bigger picture, right? How is it when you guys go into like the process of writing music? Like, is it like the smaller details or is it the bigger picture? Is it like, does it start with like a story, an idea, or is it more of like a vibe, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's such a big question, but it's such a great question. And I think the answer is both, honestly, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of beauty and a lot of the art is in those very poignant details, mm-hmm. but you're trying to paint like a bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? Something that's a theme that's maybe a little bit more universal, a little bit more relatable, but you're trying to capture that moment and that theme, but in the beautiful little artistic details. So, you know, for me, when I'm writing a song, a lot of times I have this little note on my bulletin board that says, Polaroids of a time and a feeling. You know how sometimes you can look at a picture and it just so perfectly captures a moment and a feeling and a vibe.
Yeah.
So you're trying to take this, you know, this like a vibe. Yeah. You're trying to capture a vibe and a feeling, this connectedness to something bigger, but you're trying to express that through these beautiful tiny little details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we have this song Kentucky Night, and I'm talking about the radio and our dusty clothes. And so, yeah, it's like these larger themes, but you're expressing them through the beautiful details of life.
Wow. That is a great way to answer that question, truly. But let's see, Aiden, do you have any other following questions on that?
Oh, well, maybe? I mean, like we could, this is like a full hour right here, but, yeah, cause you're taking like inspiration from, you know, both the big and the small, from my understanding. I was just curious, cause you guys are on the road right now. Are there any acts that you've seen or any shows that you get invited to that really inspire you to get back into the studio and to write more or produce more or whatever? Because music has, you know, quite a bit of polish. So I was really wondering, you know, what influences you draw from.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. I mean, personally, gosh, I have a lot of favorite bands. I love Big Thief and how they're always evolving. You know, Sharon Van Etten is another favorite. I mean, gosh, I mean, so many favorite bands. And I think that, you know, it's easy to, I mean, yeah, it's so easy to get inspired. I mean, I feel like every single show that I see, I get inspired. Hold on one second. My bandmate's like in the bathroom. Hey, Eric, I'm getting super distracted. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, we're in the hotel right now.
No worries.
And I have autism. And so I can't filter out extraneous sound. So he's like at the sink, like just trying to get ready. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my brain is shutting down, and I'm on the radio right now. Help!
No,
so
you're
anyways,
good.
I just chatted with him, but So yeah, I feel like every band I see, I'm just always so impressed. I just get inspired and impressed by everyone I see. So it's hard for me to just off the top of my head be like, oh my gosh, this set or this set. But yeah, I just love music so much that I find every I'm so impressed just by our group of friends in Portland, Oregon, and how hard everyone is working, and how, and the videos everyone's putting out, and the music everyone's putting out, and it just makes me want to like just add to that, you know, with Glitter Fox, and so yeah, we put out a ton of music videos. We've put out 6 singles in like 7 mm-hmm. months, and we have 2 more coming out this spring and summer. Mm. So, you know, we're just, yeah, we love being in the studio. We're going to go back in the studio this year to record a full-length album. So
yeah.
We're very excited about that.
Yeah, I was reading about that, how you guys have planned for a full-length album release in 2025, which is like super, mm-hmm. super cool. But yeah, kind of building off of like Aiden's question, do you guys find yourselves ever like wanting to like collaborate with an artist? Like, do you find yourselves like trying to like get people to collaborate with, or like, is there anyone in mind that you have a specific collaboration with, or like kind of like producers or bands that you just want to, you feel that you guys would mix in really, really well and produce like, you know, great music?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, recently for our record label, Kill Rock Stars, we recorded a cover of one of our label mates' singles. Our label mate on Kill Rock Stars, Logan Lynn, has an album coming out. And Logan asked us to cover one of his singles. So that was a really fun collaboration. Logan is such a cool person and a wonderful artist. And so that was really an honor to get to record someone else's song for the first time. And actually, speaking of collaborations, we actually recorded a song in Basque, because our lead singer Solange Goa is French Basque, and so we took a traditional Basque song and made it kind of disco dancey, and that's actually going to come out in May on Kill Rock Stars, which is so exciting. We have other friends that we here in Portland that we've said, oh gosh, like, you know, we should record a song with them, because like ever since doing the one with Logan Lynn, we were like, you know, that was really cool, and it's really neat to like form those deeper bonds and connections with other artists, you know, because we're people, you know, mm-hmm. we love making friends, we love connecting with other artists, and so doing that for Logan Lynn actually got us really inspired and excited to do more collaborations. So we've just kind of started that, but right. it's something we're real excited to do more of.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, like, you know, you come to discover who you're able to work with and other people who have, like, similar visions and, you know, different sounds, so that you can make, like, this whole new sound. I think that's also, like, a great part of, like, music, when two collaborators come together and just, you know, create a masterpiece, truly. But just
oh, so I can add on that.
Oh, okay,
oh,
go for
Oliver,
it.
I just thought of one. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of collaborations, so we just released a single called Portland. Mm-hmm. It came out last week. And speaking of collaborations, Peter Buck, who is the guitar player for REM, which right. is my just one of my top all-time favorite bands of all time, like had the biggest influence on my songwriting style and my guitar playing. Peter Buck actually came in and played a bunch of guitar on that track, mm-hmm. Which was so exciting. I mean, just the dream collaboration. And we also had Jenny Conley from the Decemberists come in and play organ on that track. So yeah, speaking of collaboration, those were both just absolutely incredible experiences.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm collaborating with like the Decemberists. I feel like some people do know who the Decemberists are. But yeah, it's just really cool how like people come together, and that's super exciting for you guys. And I can't wait to see what's to come. But I do want to leave some time to play some of your music and introduce Portland, because actually I have that lined up to play for people. But I guess just to wrap up, maybe one more question. I was going to ask, is there any music or single that you would give someone to listen to and be like, this is my band, this is what our music mm-hmm. is, this is the song that I think you should listen to?
Gosh, you know what? That's a hard question. I love them all. But I would say, if someone was like, you have to choose one song. You can only give us one song. Which mm-hmm. one is it? I think I would have to say the song TV.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
I love the way
the production of that recording turned out. And I love the theme of that song, because mm-hmm. I was actually in a really difficult place personally when I wrote that song.
Right.
But to me, that song still has this feeling of like, of hope, you know, and I think that is a really strong part of Glitter Fox's story, mm-hmm. is that, you know, life is challenging. Life is challenging for everyone. But, you know, there's always this element in our songwriting and just in our attitudes as individuals and as a band that to just hang on to hope and to just keep going and to reach out and to get help, but just to keep going. And so when I listen to the song TV, I think it has that feeling. And I think about where I was when I wrote that song, and I'm just really proud of myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I kept going, that Solange kept going, that we just kept going, because, you know, eventually things, a lot of times they can get better.
Yeah.
You know, if you just keep trying, and above all, you know, you get help, whatever that looks like. Maybe it's sobriety, maybe it's therapy, maybe it's, you know, antidepressants, whatever it is, like, just don't give up, keep trying, you know, hang in there and get help. Because, you know, a lot of times things can get better.
Right. That is a great way, honestly, to end this interview. I think you put beautiful words and beautiful message out there for the community. But I appreciate so much. Thank you so much for coming on air for this interview. Thank you, Aiden, for preparing some questions for Glitter Fox. It was great to have a little convo about your guys' music. I wish you guys the best of luck this Sunday in Vancouver. I have hope that the Vancouver crowd will be there and just screaming and, you know, giving you guys as the audience that you guys deserve. I wish you guys the best in the later music and music production, and I can't wait to hear when you guys come out with some of the singles later during spring and summer. Very excited for you guys to tour. I wish you guys the best in all of your music festivals. Thank you so much again for coming. And yeah, we'll be playing, I think, Portland. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Oliver and Aiden. It was so nice to meet y'all, and who knows, maybe we'll meet in person someday up in British Columbia. And thank you for having me on. Thank you for talking about our band today and playing our music.
Of course.
Really appreciate it.
Of course. All right. Well, have a great rest of your day. I will let CITR know that we're going to play Portland now. I will leave you to it. I wish you guys, the band, all the best of luck. Have the best time. And thank you again so much for coming on.
Okay. Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So, again, we are wrapping up the show right now, to move on to the next show, which will be The Eclectic Lunch. Dave Radio presents The Eclectic Lunch. But yeah, we'll be listening to our ads and PSAs first before we play Portland. But yeah, if we don't end up coming back, thank you so much, Aiden, for coming onto the show.
Dude, thank you for having me.
It was a privilege to have you here.
I feel like you need to go through all 60,000 UBC people before you get me on again.
60,000 UBC.
My power.
But yeah, before we log off, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We will be back on air in 2 weeks. We actually do have another interview with another band. But yeah, thank you guys again for listening. Tune in back. Reach out at Discali on Instagram. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this will be later. We'll have Glitter Fox with Portland.
MRG Live presents Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024, with special guest Hyenas. Hailing from the Canadian Rockies, Shred Kelly is a powerhouse band that seamlessly blends elements of alternative, folk, and rock, making them a mainstay in the Canadian music scene. With a reputation for dynamic live performances, you won't want to miss their Blurry Vision album release tour. Check out Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilot. You remember Pilot from the New Testament?
But this Pilot, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilot want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Destination in mind, I'm just looking for a better way. Spending my time then wasting away in a cage I made for myself. Wasting away in a cage I made for myself. Made for myself.